All righty, Mike, go ahead.
We use the same model batch. We both used S2s. And I don't really remember the circumstance. I guess we exchanged bats. But I have a bat in my home that I hit a Grand Slam home run with, and I've got it in a bat rack with other bats. And it's a Bud Bulling S2, not a Mike Covage S2. So I've had a lot of people ask me over the years of visiting my house and looking at a collection, who was Bud Bulling? And I'd always tell them the story. Well, he was a backup catcher we had, and we used the same model bat, and he gave me one of his, and it was just a beautiful bat. I mean, I still pick it up, and I mean, it had beautiful grain, nice weight, and it was well used. I mean, I used it a long time because, you know, you can see all the marks on it, car and the whole works. So that's my Bud Bulling story. I don't know how many people have asked me who is Bud Bulling, because they see that bat among other bats down there and want to know the story behind it.
Yeah. Do you remember when he was called up to the Twins? You know, what did someone get injured? Because I think Borgman was a catcher on that team, and Weiniger too.
You know, I don't really recall that. I mean, speaking of Borgman, I see him every spring. Winters in St. Lucie, Florida. I don't know if you talked to him lately, and he comes out to some spring training games.
Oh, really?
He's tanned and looks good, and his wife's with him, and they live, get a place on a golf course down there, and they play golf and enjoying the good life.
Well, that sounds good. I'm going to have to give him a call, because I had someone contact me, and they were trying to get, you know, they said that Borgman was their favorite player all time, and they wanted to get in touch with him. And, you know, I don't like to give out contact information unless I get permission from the player first.
Yeah. Yeah, Borgie looks good. But I don't remember. One of those guys had to be injured. I don't know if you go back and look at transaction data that far back or not, but somebody had to have been injured. I don't think he was with us very long, and I mean, what, he played in 10 or 12 games for us or something like that?
Yeah, that was about it, but it sounded like he kind of, from what I can gather from Baseball Reference, you know, he pretty much spent a couple months with the team, but he just didn't play very much.
Yeah, well, Weiniger was probably doing most of the catching. He was nearly an everyday guy, and you know, at that time of his career.
Yeah, yeah.
Rich Hitter, of course. And so, I wish I could tell you more. I don't remember Bud that well. I just remember he was a fun guy. Yeah. And, you know, it was the first time in the big leagues. He was a happy-go-lucky guy and was enjoying it. And, other than that, I don't really remember a great deal, but I did have that interesting story about one of his bats.
Yeah.
Ended up in my hands. I hit a Grand Slam home run. I don't know who it was off of in 77. I mean, I hit one in 75, 76, 77, 78. I hit one a year for 4 years, and that was it. But you could probably find out who it was. It's not really relevant.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a special bat, and it's hanging in my house.
Well, that is really a nice story.